Everyone knows the Pentagon is in Washington, but did you know the city is also home to an octagon? It may not be as big, but it does have more sides, and it has a very interesting story. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ray Reinhart shares the story of one of the oldest homes in Washington, D.C.
It was built by one of the richest couples in the colonies, the Taylor family. They wanted to have a winter house in the capital, which they thought was originally going to be Philadelphia.
Of course, Washington became the capital instead. The Taylors wanted to make a big splash in the new city. They hired Dr. William Thornton, designer of the Capitol, to plan their home.
I think he had budgeted something along the line of $10,000. Which doesn't sound like much, but in those days it really was a lot of money. It ended up costing approximately three times what he had planned.
The Taylors had slaves who helped run the house and acreage. They lived on the lowest floor of the eight-sided home, today known as the Octagon House.
When I say that the slaves and servants worked for the most part in the basement, you're going to think, oh, a dank, dark space. But it's not. The ceilings are at least 10 feet tall. There are windows everywhere, and there's lots of light.
That leads people to ask, why was it so nice downstairs?
It's because Thornton, the architect, was anti-slavery. He was not going to design a space that would be dehumanizing. You still don't want to be a slave, but this was his way through design of making a statement.
Thornton became an important figure in saving buildings in the city when the British came to burn them during the War of 1812. More of his story next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.